This is the second hour of Spingola Speaks. Our guest today is Art from Philadelphia. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And we were talking about the school bus situation. And who knew? I mean, nobody thinks about who's operating this big company. They just figure it's a nice service.
Yes, I agree with you. But when you look into it, it's definitely a mob-connected situation. The Jewish mafia is attacking our schools in a lot of different ways. That's just one of them. Another way is the No Child Left Behind program. Okay? Again, that was set up by the Annenberg School Reform Institute out of up in New England at Brown University. I think it's in near Providence, Rhode Island, which was controlled by Buddy Siena, the mob boss of the Prince of Providence. The Annenberg Foundation was set up by Walter Annenberg, the son of Moses Annenberg, the right-hand man of Al Capone, and it was basically promoted by George Bush Jr. when he was president of the United States. I saw on the last week, when George Bush was in Philadelphia, that they had a big rally there with Lugovich at JewishPhilly.com, controlled by Lugovich, controlled by Sheldon Adelson, sponsoring support for Israel right before they went in and attacked, I'm not sure if it was Gaza or Lebanon at that point, just at the last week of the term of President Bush Senior, I mean Junior. So they were screaming, basically, support No Child Left Behind, support No Child Left Behind. And it was obvious what it's all about. So as an example how it worked, in the city of Philadelphia, through Mark Swaker, who also came up to the Bucks County Republican Party, he was the governor of Pennsylvania after Tom Ridd left power, they set up the Philadelphia School Reform Commission. Swaker, say, you know, has a dubious reputation. I'm not going to go into details. You can read the website. But long story short, he sets up the Philadelphia School Reform Commission, and now the schools, the city of Philadelphia schools, have a $600 million debt, and they're looking to close roughly 40 schools, okay? So what they did is they privatized a lot of the schools, charter schools, and the result was now we have the taxpayers on the hook that pay for charter schools, and the public schools are falling apart, and the public taxpayers, the property owners, are on the hook for a $600 million debt by this fraud. That's what really No Child Left Behind is all about. Again, another Chicago syndicate operation.
Right. And yet it sounds like something really good. Like everybody, like the government is so concerned about the individual. They're so concerned they want to help these little kids. And they exploit children constantly. For instance, with the situation in Connecticut. With the showing of all these little kids, and of course no parent, no human being, no adult wants to see children hurt. And so they are going to go along, if they're not real bright and astute, don't know what the government is using this for, they will go along and they'll turn in their guns and get $50 for the buyout or whatever, because they've exploited these children.
Right. And how did the police deal with the situation? Did they go in there with, water pistols, or did they go in there with guns to deal with the situation?
Sure.
All right, so to say, you know, guns in the right hands with responsible people will protect our citizens. Guns in the hands of irresponsible people puts our people at risk and at harm. There is no absolute safety mechanism, given the fact we have 300 or 400 million guns on the street, that you can stop this.
Right.
But you can certainly reduce it. I mean, if they really wanted, you know, there's things they could mitigate it. First of all, have an alarm system. Maybe have steel doors that lock down so they can't get from one school into another. A lot of things to reduce the amount of damage that can be done.
All righty. We are going to a three-minute break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls at 800-313-9443. Be right back.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
How important is the air we breathe? Our air purifiers are made with a patent process called Aeron. Aeron is different from ozone. Aeron does not create oxides of nitrogen like other ozone machines. Unlike any air purifiers out there, the Aeron generator adds additional energy, creating higher forms of oxygen. And when the Aeron molecule comes in contact with pollution, the pollution is quickly oxidized. These higher forms of energized oxygen have more power to oxidize pollutants, removing dust, pollen, mold, and other particles from the air. Destroying chemical fumes and toxic gases kills mold, mildew, fungi, and kills many viruses and bacteria in the air and on surfaces for a healthier, cleaner environment. Visit our website, republicbroadcasting.org. That's republicbroadcasting.org. Just click on our online store or call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Be prepared. How important is the air we breathe?
Today is Art from Philadelphia, and we do have some callers lining up. Do you want to finish up some thoughts that you may have had before we went to the break?
I'm willing to take the callers if they want to talk, whatever you want to do.
Okay, and I would like to get back to the JFK assassination and Michael Collins Piper's book and how you view the association of the Mossad and the Mafia as he... because I know you've had conversations with him. But let's go ahead and take Jeff in Vermont. Jeff, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Deanna. Good morning, Art. Hey, Art, I want to ask about this. I read this book called Supermob, and it was by a guy named Gus Russo. And it was about this guy named Sidney Korshak, who was in Chicago, who was the lawyer for... Al Capone back in the day, and for Meyer Lansky, and he was responsible for pretty much getting Hollywood started there with all the money from they were extracting from a lot of the sales. They were funding movies, buying up press, and he was the main culprit and about getting a lot of the money laundering started from the Jewish mafia and the Kosher Nostra in that time frame, and it's kind of funny, though. I kind of have a little connection. I grew up in Vermont. My uncle sold a farm when I was in fifth grade, and a Korshak family bought it. And he had three sons, and they're all about me and my brother's age. And we're all on the wrestling team together. And His dad really never worked, but they bought like a 200-acre farm that my uncle, he died and sold it to him. And his last name was Korshak, and I didn't know anything about anything when I was in high school. And come to find out, I was listening to Michael Collins Piper, and he was talking about that, so I bought the books. And I saw Gunther Korshak at a wedding like 3 or 4 years ago, and I started questioning him about his uncle, asking if he was related to Sidney Korshak. And he said he was. And I started asking about, you know, about him and his uncle being connected to the mob and everything. And he refused to talk to me after that. And it was kind of funny, but yeah, it was Gunther's and Stoner's great uncle. And you can go on, I went online, you could check out the genealogy, because they came from, the Korshak family came from Kiev, Russia, and they migrated to the Chicago area in the 1906, I think it was. But yeah, it was kind of fascinating, and I see Steven once in a while. He lives right by my parents' house, and he had a ginseng farm. He never did anything. He's like an old hippie, went to Goddard College and stuff. It was kind of amazing. I'm sure he just lived off the proceeds of his great uncle's, you know, fortune that he made off, you know, whatever he did, you know, stole a bunch of money and laundered it. But yeah, it was kind of fascinating how small the world is.
It is. They're all around us. I mean, in my place, my area, ran into Alan Rubenstein, the nephew of Jack Ruby, and asked him, you know, he says, yeah, he's my father's brother. He's known as the black sheep of the family. So this guy's a judge over here. And he's, when they put casino legislation through the state of Pennsylvania, he was reading the paper. I passed him at lunchtime, and he's literally drooling over the paper. Now, his uncle was identified under the Nixon investigations in the 50s as being a member of the Brofman crime family. And the first one to put casinos in Pennsylvania where the Brofman crime family is, the Sugar House Casino. So put two and two together.
Yeah.
What makes you think that?
You would think that you'd be living next to they're related to the biggest crime syndicate in the country. It was just amazing. I mean, they were nice. I mean, they were good wrestlers, and, you know, I mean, we're still kind of, my mom's still kind of friends with them, but I think they all moved to Chicago. I think they work for somewhere in Chicago now. They don't live in Vermont anymore. Their dad does, but yeah, it's just a small world. And they don't want to admit it. And he's really, it's weird because he's never worked his whole life, and he's, you know, he's, I don't know. It's just, once you learn and see what these people do, it's just kind of amazing.
I don't think all of them left Vermont because didn't Ron Paul lose the elections up there? And some of the places where they polled the people, they said they all voted for Ron Paul, and McCain, who's tied in the mob, wins the elections at those polls. I'm not so sure all Sidney Korshak's doings from the mafia left Vermont, if that's what you're alluding.
Yeah, I think Vermont is 98% white, and we have the best gun laws in the country. You don't have to register your firearms. And it's a haven it's a big ski area, and it's just a huge playground for New York City and Boston and Jersey. You know, Connecticut, you go into Vermont, you know, most of the time you don't see anybody with Vermont plates. They're all out-of-state plates. And so it's just a huge playground, and, you know, it's just the way that it's run by the liberals, but the liberals like their guns too, you know, not where they live, but in their vacation homes or whatever. I mean, most of the houses out here, they're just million-dollar mansions. People live here, you know, 1 week a year or whatever, but, you know, then the locals, like, we take care of them, and, you know, we're just a big tourist area for the rich people, pretty much. That's all Vermont is. It's a big playground for the wealthy people in New York City and Jersey and Massachusetts.
I think that's also true for places in Wisconsin when you're talking about the Chicago mob. They all seem to have houses north up in Wisconsin and Eagle River and some of those places where you have a lot of mansions that are on the lake. In fact, there was a rumor that they got rid of Hoffa up there in one of those lakes.
Actually, I know how they got rid of Hoffa. I know the real story.
Oh, okay. We'll have to talk about that, but I'd like to have you talk about Michael Collins Piper's book And I understand you did have some conversations. Jeff, did you have some other things you wanted to say before we cut you loose here?
No, I just want to say you guys have a great day and hope you enjoy the new year. And thanks. You guys have a very informative show. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Jeff.
Bye. Yeah. Are you referring to Final Judgment, I assume?
Yes.
Okay. I did research independent of Michael Collins Piper. I didn't find anything in the research that would dispute what he did, but I did find information which I put on that website would add additional chapters to what he had there. The assassination of Jeff Kennedy was an evolution going from Operation Underworld to Operation PV Success in the war in Guatemala, where Max Fisher, the purple gangster leader, became so powerful enough that he worked with Meyer Lansky. Now, over the Bay of Pigs affair, the real issue of Bay of Pigs was to put the mafia casinos back in Cuba and get rid of Castro because he kicked them out. That's the part you never talk about. And then there was Operation Mongoose and Operation Zapata, which clearly indicate that President Bush...
Oh, absolutely. Yes, indeed. With his boat down
yes.
there? Yeah.
Right. Hmm. And then I was just doing some recent research. I haven't written it up yet. Operation Watchtower, which is... indicates that Barry Seal in Mena, Arkansas, was directly chose direct ties to the Clintons, and also I got
oh right with the gang stuff, the drugs. Mm-hmm.
Right. So the tie that shows all that together from the presidential, you show the Warren Commission, you see President LBJ there shaking hands of President Ford in the background, holding the book for the Warren Commission. Then I show the picture there of President Ford shaking the hands of Edgar Braffman. And basically joining the hands of Edgar Braffman with the Clintons, Bill and Hillary Clinton, when they became president. And they said that Edgar Braffman was their best friend while they were president of the United States for those 8 years. So,
oh, my goodness.
Right.
Goodness, goodness. Well, let's take Andy in California. Andy, welcome to the program.
Hello, is this Sharon?
Is it who?
Sharon, I talked to Sharon one time on the radio before. I don't know, maybe that was Freedomizer. I was going to send her some information.
Okay, you've called into Spingola Speaks program. I'm Deanna, and you're talking to our guest,
hey.
Art from Philadelphia.
Okay, well, you're being tape recorded for quality assurance, and that's where everything becomes a cluster. That's where it becomes a cluster fart, because we're a group of people in society who use our tape recorders because we have ADHD or dyslexia. And we've exhausted all resources. We've taken our case to the district courts, in the federal courts. And the best they could do is change the rules of court in the state of California. And we felt it was discriminatory that we had to fill out a form to go to board meetings, DMV, court clerks' windows, court rooms, to go in with our auxiliary of a tape recorder.
What does this have to do with what we're talking about?
Well, we're talking about transparency and expatriation. I hear in the conversation here, all these conversations about the poisonous fruit.
Wait. We're not really talking about that.
You're not talking about expatriation or patriation?
No, not at all.
Oh, what are we talking about today?
You must be listening to some other program on some other network, because we are talking about the mafia and corruption and the Bronfman family. So, thanks for calling in, Andy.
Okay, we're just talking about transparency, because then we can avoid those people.
Thank you very much, Andy, for calling in. Appreciate it. But we do need to stick to the topic, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. All righty. We have a minute before we go to the break. Did you want to say anything, Art?
Yes. Just on a side note, in the state of California, they have the pension management system by the entire state called CalPERS. And why did they award the contracts to none other than Accenture, the same ones involved with the Enron fraud? Why, of all the companies out there, is a company directly tied with Chicago Syndicate, directly tied with Chicago with waste management and the pension management fraud running things? So if he wants to look at transparency, go look at the CalPERS contract awards. You know, start screaming about that.
Indeed.
California.
All righty. We will be right back after a word from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
En Introducing Michael Anthony's Private Stock Herbal Formulas, infection killer for all infections, viral, bacterial, fungal, parasitic. My Rapid Heal for all injuries enables the body to mend super fast. My System Toner, the Rejuvenator, tune-up for the entire body, head to toe, keeping it youthful, the mind positive and focused. Dragon Juice, the Revitalizer, pure power in a delicious drink. If your body's dragging, you need Dragon Juice. Lung formula for asthma and all lung afflictions, arthritis fix, great tasting herbal teas and more. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas. To find out more, call 845-231-1094 or email Michael Anthony's Private Stock at yahoo.com. Michael Anthony's Private Stock exclusive herbal formulas.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Are you prepared? Are you ready? You should be. CampingSurvival.com is your source for camping supplies, survival gear, and survival food. Whether you are an emergency preparedness-minded individual interested in MRE and colloidal silver, a hardcore hiker in need of paracord, a water filter system, and fire piston, or just need a basic first aid kit or emergency kit for the family, CampingSurvival.com is the right place. Call CampingSurvival.com today. Toll free 800-537-1339. CampingSurvival.com. It's not about the end of the world. It's not about surviving a hypothetical plane crash. It's about the satisfaction you get knowing you can take care of yourself and or your family in any situation, anytime, anywhere. Call now 800-537-1339.
This is Deanna, and our guest today is Art from Philadelphia, and his website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And there were several suggestions as to who that gentleman was that called in, going by the name of Andy. Someone said it was the ADL. Somebody else said that it was Edgar Bronfman. Somebody else said that he must have been on some various products, which I won't mention. Some of the people in our chat room are very, very humorous. All right.
Can I make a comment to that?
Please.
Let him know that I have friends in the New York Organized Crime Strike Force that are going to know about what he just said. I'm not kidding.
That's interesting.
Let him know about how he took out Vivendi and they lost a $5 billion contract. He'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. Okay. Well, why don't we take another call? Let's take Lindsay in Georgia. Lindsay, welcome to the program.
Hello, Deanna. And
hi.
Hello, Art. It's nice to speak with you again. It's been a while. I just wanted to say that Art from Philly is definitely what is known as a Renaissance man. He's a man who can speak upon almost all issues with just the same ease as he could, saying what he had for breakfast or whatever. Anyway, I wanted to say that I think that it's wonderful that David Duke finally came out and said that Israel did 9/11. And it's only taken him like 6-7 years before all the other folks in the movement said that that's what happened. But Finally, David Duke came out and said that Israel did 9/11. Were either one of you aware of that?
I am aware that he is currently in Europe and in a country that prosecutes people for saying, for telling the truth. So,
oh, I didn't know.
So a lot of times people, they do everything but say the truth. They kind of dance around it. But they do that in order to stay out of jail. And he's done enough jail time that he probably doesn't want to do any more.
Well, Daryl Bradford Smith of IamTheWitness.com lives in France. So that's why, you know, people give him a lot of problems about why he never discusses the World War II history. What really happened, as you have done, and you do so well, Dana.
He blames everything on the Jesuits.
No, not Daryl. No, not Daryl.
He just did a program with John Friend, and in the second hour, he went on his big spiel talking about the Jesuits. So, yeah, he does.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, anyway, I wanted to add something about the Lanza shooting. There was a shooting a couple weeks ago where the man had, I think it may have been in Texas, but he killed his wife or something like that, and then after doing that, he went to some cinema. It was a movie theater, and tried to kill people there too, but guess what happened? And this is why it was never reported in the news so heavily as what had happened in Connecticut and also what happened in Colorado. There was a female police officer, and she was out of uniform, and she stopped this guy from killing more people. And apparently the reason that it was never reported in the news is because it shows that people who are armed, who are legitimate, you know, good people, practicing their Second Amendment rights, when you have a good person practicing their Second Amendment rights, who are able to freely carry their arms. If you have a lunatic or someone who's a criminal or whatever, and they're doing the same kind of thing that was done in Connecticut, then they can be stopped before they kill more people. And basically, it would have put the kibosh down on this agenda of what happened in Australia with Port Arthur, and what happened in the UK with the Dunblane massacre. They're trying to take away our guns like they've done over there in those two countries. And if that story would have gotten as much publicity about the woman stopping another massacre from happening because of her right to bear arms, then people wouldn't be so hoodwinked into falling for this trap now. And I just wanted to ask either one of you, do you think that people are going to fall for the same shenanigans that the people in Australia and the UK fell for in those two?
Of course.
You believe that the American people are that stupid, are that ignorant?
I think that a lot of American people are. They're very gullible, and they are very obedient, and they're very intimidated by authority. We are one of the most censored countries in the entire world, and we have been obedience trained. So a lot of people will fall for this. People who, in fact, I have talked to people just recently over the holiday, saying, "Oh yeah, this is just terrible, and we don't need to have guns."
Art, terrible.
What are your thoughts?
I think we need better defenses, but I think the real root cause of this was a severe mental illness, untreated. And the reason for that was the implications of breaking up the family, and it just leaving the kids fall apart.
If it was Adam Lanza. All right, we'll be right back in 3 minutes. Thanks, Lindsay, for your phone call.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendovite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendovite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendovite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Our guest today is Art from Philadelphia. His website is noplaceforcorruption.com. And I really, really hope that you will download the PDF file, which is also called No Place for Corruption. And it is, I'm just going to bring it up here. It is a 332-page book. And it has a table of contents, and it talks about communism, it talks about the protocols, and remember that the protocols are available, and I hope to get them up soon after I clean up my website. You mentioned Rahm Emanuel. I'd like to have you address him since he is somewhat of a big issue right now, particularly in the gun situation. All right, we do have several more phone calls, so why don't we take Yukon in Florida? Yukon? Is Yukon there or no?
It's just...
Are you Yukon in Florida?
Yeah, okay.
Okay, I don't hear him. Okay, let's take Mike in California. Mike, welcome to the program.
Hi, Deanna. I'm curious on your end game scenario, assuming that they do go for the guns, on what the the order of restriction would be. My theory is the restriction of ammunition, or through higher prices, or just tracking, or and the like. And I don't really have any idea on how quickly it would move, or the extent of where it would go from there. And I'd like your ideas on what you think is going to happen.
And of course, Art, we want your ideas, but they've already been tracking. The first time that they said you had to register a weapon, they started tracking the fact that you have to have a FOID card, and they started increasing the price of ammunition some time back and making it less available. And of course, if you look at other countries, if you look at Russia, and somebody in the chat room mentioned this earlier, And the chat room, somebody says, do you know what happened to the Russians when the Jewish Bolsheviks started taking their guns? Or does anyone remember what happened when the U.S. told the Vietnamese to turn in their guns? Well, a lot of people were murdered by the government. So I think that when you don't have the opportunity to defend yourself, and it doesn't matter whether you're defending yourself against civilian criminals or government criminals, things are going to get really, really bad.
Well, I think that you're probably right, but I want to know the what the right now what the focus is on rifles and assault weapons. And when you say guns, that's such a large category that I can't imagine anybody convincing the American public that they don't have the right to own a shotgun.
Exactly, because that's what you use to go deer hunting, and you have a lot of hunters. And of course, the fact that we have guns to begin with is because, well, it's our right. It's an inherent right, and it certainly wasn't to go out and shoot deer. It was to protect ourselves.
So do you think that there is going to be an effort to get hunting rifles and shotguns handguns?
Of course, I think they start with the little stuff, and it's a gradual kind of a thing where eventually they'll want to take everything.
So, what do you think the time frame would be between to where the overt beginning would be? We've already established there is a beginning, but I mean to where it's obvious, to where you've got to do something, to where you've got a gun that you've got to get rid of, and the end game, to where they start out with your 30-round AK-47 and end up with your...
I have no idea. I wish I knew. But I think, Art, what do you think?
I think you'll know just by what's happening in the circumstances around you. It won't be hard to figure that out. I would say when you mention the expenses, there's a company called Cerebus Capital that's basically through merger and acquisitions buying up all the many of the gun manufacturers. So that's what they're doing, is they're doing it from a financial transaction viewpoint, just pricing the Americans out of it.
Right. And of course, the Jewish interests have always been in charge of all the guns, whether you're talking great big tanks or guns that they use in warfare. They have always had control of that industry. And so if they own the big stuff that they use in warfare, you can bet that they own all of the little stuff, too.
Okie doke. I really appreciate your opinions. I put a lot of stock in what you, the research you do. I appreciate it.
All righty. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you. Bye bye.
All right. Yukon is back. Yukon, welcome to the program.
Can you hear me, Deanna?
Yes.
I got cut off before. Listen, Art, I have a question for you. There's a resort area somewhere southeast of Philadelphia, and it may be in Bucks County. I'm not that familiar with Pennsylvania. But this resort area is a famous watering hole for the elite of Washington, D.C., particularly the generals and the higher-level bureaucrats. And they rendezvous there periodically, and it operates much like Bohemian Grove on the West Coast. Is that possible? Do you know of a place like that? Have you heard of a place like that?
This is Richard Dwayne Willing, right? You thought you could get away with calling in here with the name of Yukon? That's
yes.
Kind of clever, actually. Okay, I'm sorry.
What I heard
is,
what I heard is,
What I heard is they get together down at the New Jersey shore near Atlantic City, and they do it outside, at least the local guys who are tied in with the big guys do it down there, and that's where they figure out who's getting the contracts and how the deals are going on. So they wouldn't do it locally because someone could listen in on that, and that could lead into a prosecution. So the resort area I heard was the Jersey Shore, unless you heard something different.
Yeah, the resort area is very near a river, some kind of river.
Well, the river, there's the Delaware River washing across the Delaware.
Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah. And they have a casino there. It's Ben Salem, Pennsylvania, which is the hotbed of all this corruption. It's been there, you know, that's where within 10 miles of there you got Netanyahu, you got Mara Lansky's family, or you got Alan Rubenstein, Jack Ruby's family, you got Arnold Spector buried over there, and his power base came up there. So that happened at the end of World War II, is when after the Operation Underworld, they basically shut down the Brooklyn Navy Yard, and then all the Jewish mafia that had contracts up there moved down to Bucks County in Warminster, Pennsylvania, and then they took over the government here. That happened in the early 50s.
Yeah, well, this place apparently has been a sort of a rendezvous area between Washington and Philadelphia and New York, and the powers that be get together on short notice. As compared to Bohemian Grove, which is once a year. I've only heard about it recently. I'm not sure about the...
Well, here's the one I heard, that it's in the city of Philadelphia. During, after 9/11, Dick Cheney came to Philadelphia 40 times to talk to the Council of Foreign Relations. So the guys from New York and the guys from Washington rendezvoused down in Philadelphia at the Engineers Club, and they did that 40 times in like a five-year period. Is that what you're talking about?
I'm not sure. I'd never heard of this resort area before until just recently, and I thought, well, you know, it's just a coincidence. It's like, you know, it's so similar to Bohemian Grove, but it only happens, Bohemian Grove, as I said, only happens once a year, where this other place apparently is open year-round for rendezvous.
What's been documented in the, you know, in the media of meetings is definitely the flow of the Philadelphia Engineers Club in Center City, Philadelphia, where the powers from New York and Philadelphia and Washington get together, and they work with the Council of Foreign Relations. That's what I've heard.
Okay.
That's what you're talking about, a Bohemian Grove. That would be the closest thing I know about.
Okay. All right. Anyway, it just surfaced, and I'm trying to pin it down, and I thought I'd put it on your agenda, given your agenda is covering the waterfront here very well. And thank you very much for your work, and I'm recommending you continue, whatever that
all
means.
All right. Thanks for your phone call. It's wonderful talking with you.
Okay, thanks, Diana.
Bye-bye. All right, what about Rahm Israel Emanuel? Now, we had an incident recently. A fellow by the name of Jeff Joe Black was on my program on December the 9th of 2011. I met him the night before. He was an objector to the candidacy of Rahm Emanuel as governor here in Chicago, and this fellow Jeff Black was homeless. He said he was homeless, and he wanted to have me take possession of an external hard drive that he had, and. Because until he got settled. And I had it for several months. I sent it back to him in August. But on the day after I met him at the train station with a friend, because I didn't trust him, and I wanted it to be in a public place, he was on my program, and he started pushing Ed Sciarrini nonsense. And even though I told him the night before, I don't want to talk about it because I really just don't believe in it. It's a bunch of garbage. And so anyway, apparently, according to what I've heard, Jeff Joe Black was recently murdered in the Pittsburgh area, apparently on October 30th is what I found. So I don't know whether this has anything to do with Rahm Emanuel and the fact that he objected. He was one of several objectors, or whether Jeff Joe Black just fell on his head and died.
I don't know the circumstances. You're telling me this for the first time. I do know quite a few facts about Rob Emanuel, though.
Okay, let's talk about him.
All right. Emanuel's father was worked for the Israeli Mossad, as far as I understand from the documentation. When he came to Chicago to become mayor, one of the first things he did is he put casinos in there, okay, that the good citizens of Chicago were trying to keep out. So first thing he did is put mafia casinos in the city of Chicago. All right, then there's the Chick-fil-A incident, where he talks about Chick-fil-A doesn't have the values that we hold here in Chicago. And he was at this podium. And what was the podium that he was standing at doing it, that you might see in some of the videos of it? And the podium says, Lugovich, basically a front for Sheldon Adelson, the major organized crime boss out of Las Vegas, who's directly responsible for 9/11, who bought the Sands Casino interest from Meyer Lansky. And that's who he's basically talking about, his family values. That's what I know about him.
Wow. Now, his father was a member of Ergen?
Yeah.
And was he involved in the firebombing of the King David Hotel?
If you got the history up there, I don't remember those details. It sounds like it might be right, but I have to check it out myself.
Yeah. And Rahm Emanuel is a dual citizen.
Right.
And he did serve in the Israeli Defense Force.
So why is he not? Then he should be. He basically should be a citizen of Israel, and he has no legal right to be a citizen or mayor of the city of Chicago.
Right. Because he did relinquish his citizenship, well, not his citizenship, but his residency requirement. He moved to Washington to be in the Obama administration, and he rented his home. And apparently when he left, he took all of his belongings with him, and the people that he rented his home to came into court, and they said, well, no, he didn't leave anything here. He left lock, stock, and barrel. However, they came into court the next day, and they said, oh, no, we found 100 boxes of his belongings down in the basement. We just didn't notice them before, or some such stupid thing. So it was pretty obvious that something happened, you know, in the 24-hour period. And so he was installed as mayor, and I do believe that he was installed for several reasons, one of which is the gun situation, because Chicago currently has the most guns, the most gun control laws of any other city, and yet it has the most murders. It's over California. It's the second in the number of murders committed within the city.
Right.
I think there were almost 300 murders last year, or this year.
Right. And who created that situation? It was the situation in the family courts and welfare that ripped the families apart. And then the kids grow up and they get into gangs and you have all the gang warfare, which is the major reason why you have it. He knows what he's doing. He's a big part of it. I mean, there's no way. I mean, basically, if you want to say Rahm Emanuel, I would say the word gangster. That would be the best way to describe it.
Right. And you talk about gangs. And I've been talking recently with a friend via email about gangs. And it is interesting that they are attempting to seize all of the guns from individuals, but they're not focusing any attention at all on gangs. And when you consider the gang warfare in Mexico and what it's done to that country, and you see what is going on here with gangs that are getting away with a lot of things, it just seems like the focus is in the wrong place. And then when you look at any hierarchy, whether you're talking about prison or whether you're talking about a concentration camp, there are a certain element of the population that are psychopathic, and that element, that 5%, usually rise to the top of any situation that they're in. And I think that you, for instance, in prison, you have the worst psychopaths are the ones that control the prison. And if you're not obedient, if you're not doing whatever it is they want, then they'll kill you, or make it very difficult for you to live.
Well, the prison situation, I mean, we got the highest percentage of people incarcerated in the planet proportionally to any other society over there. It's not working. What it's doing is creating more gangs. It's not the solution. I mean, once somebody's violent and a menace to society, you got to do something about it. But there's a lot we can do with the prevention. That we're, this is where we as individual citizens, I'm part of the failure too, have not done enough to help our fellow citizens not to fall through the cracks.
And, right. All righty. We are coming up on a break. Did you want to add anything else about Rahm Emanuel? Let me just read something from Remember How Rahm Emanuel Got the Black Vote Out in Chicago by Promising Slave Reparations? Okay, we'll be right back.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dry guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to theravim.com. That's theravim.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Caller, and the and we also have an interesting question out of the chat room that might indicate just exactly what Rahm Emanuel's values are. The question is, and it's addressed to Rahm. He said, "Rahm, do you still hang out in those bathhouses?" Alrighty, let's take Dan from Oregon.
Yeah,
Dan, welcome to the program.
Thank you for accepting the call. Just a quick statement and question to follow. And this is for your speaker, the question. Needless to say, the forces that were in play with the JF Kennedy assassination still continue to be here, maybe under different names or different circumstances, but they're still there. The question is this. Do you think it's possible that there could be a military overthrow in the United States, either to hasten the New World Order or to stop it? And that's my question. I'll hang up.
I would say it'd be more towards to stop it. I don't think they have the military in their pockets at all. I think the military is very hostile to them in many ways. But at the same time, they're financing them. So as far as the military queue, I don't see that happening. What I see is they're going to continue to do gradualism to the point they get enough control, and I think they're just going to wipe us out. Just like the Georgia guys done, reduce the population down to 500 million people. And that's, look at the Georgia Guidestones, that's the Rockefellers, which are now the Rothschilds. So if you think what's going to happen, I think it's either the American people wake up or we're going to see a situation, in the future, like what happened in Ukraine under Stalin and Lenin. That's what I see as our future if we don't stop it.
All righty. Interesting. Another comment from the chat room is that Rahm's brother, Ari, is a filmmaker and is Michael Moore's handler. What are your thoughts on that?
Interesting. Again, it's shown their ability to influence and control the media and influence public opinion, what it shows.
Right. Well, it has certainly been interesting having you on the program. I have never seen the Guidestones, and I imagine that you have seen them often because you live, you don't live very close.
I know about them. I've seen, obviously I've seen what they actually stayed on the Georgia Guidestones and such who did it. And it's obviously the one who's taken over our country is the Rothschild banking interest. Same thing we had the first revolution for. When we fought the first revolution, we didn't fight the King of England. We fought the proxies that were in our country. So you're going to fight the Adelsons. You're going to fight the Brothmans. You're going to fight the Rahm Emanuels on down the line. That's who you're going to stand up against. You're going to fight the proxies that are here that actually are exercising the power within our nation. That's how we're going to
end it.
And it's not, the biggest thing we have is two-thirds of the economy is consumer activities, consumer purchasing. So what we do with our purchasing can make a big difference. Look real close at who you're buying a house from, who you're financing a mortgage from. That's like 50% of the economy.
Right. Well, our time is out. Thank you so much, Art. Appreciate your being on the program today. We will not be live tomorrow. We'll have a rebroadcast, and we'll talk to you on Wednesday. Bye-bye.